Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and good Veterans Day. More than 2 million Americans have served in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Labor Department calls it Gulf War II, the period for veterans. Those veterans have had to come home to the challenge of a significant recession, significant unemployment, and some very special problems of veterans re-entering the workplace. More than 200,000 vets are believed to be unemployed. The unemployment rate for 18 to 24-year-old vets is about the same, though, as for non-vets of the same age. Nevertheless, there's a significant and unique urgency about dealing with veterans that brought our divided Congress together yesterday. The Senate passed a small segment of President Obama's jobs package that aims to help unemployed veterans seeking jobs, offering financial incentives to employers of up to $5,600. That would go to an employer for each employee who is a veteran hired for longer than 6 months. We're joined now by Dr. Cassie Crockett, Administrative Director for Stand Down, an organization that works with unemployed veterans returning from service. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
So how likely do you think this incentive will contribute to bringing down these, the unemployed rate, which, let's focus on the numerical numbers, 200,000, compared with 14 million non-vets unemployed, doesn't seem like a huge number, but will this incentive work? We've been told by employers that they just want to see more business to hire. They don't necessarily respond to these kinds of incentives.
That is correct, John. That is truly correct. You know, it is a good step in the right direction. However, there need to be something else attached to this, which means that we need to educate employers and we need to make it more employer friendly. We need summits. We need workshops to really, really express the urgency of hiring these veterans and the wealth of experience that these veterans will bring to the table.
We're talking with Dr. Cassie Crockett, who's Administrative Director of Stand Down, an organization that works with unemployed veterans returning from service. She's on the line from Palm Beach County, Florida. So, Dr. Crockett, there are already a number of employment-related incentives in various categories of government service and the public sector and some in the private sector, including these new ones passed by the Senate yesterday. But, what is the urgency here? I get a sense that that there are special issues of employment for veterans that maybe even an incentive like this doesn't address. What would you say the special situation is?
Well, John, you're looking at the younger age, 18 to 30, where you have with veterans like 21% unemployed. This category is those veterans that need special skills, special training, because most of them, they went to war. They were programmed to go to war. But however, when they are brought back here, where does those skill sets put them or place them? 45% of the veterans that are returning now needs assistance in navigating so that they know where their skill set fit. And without that navigational tool and without employers being aware, because, it was an incident not long ago, I was talking to a coworker that stated to me, one employer spoke and said, to me, hiring a veteran is like hiring someone out of prison.
Wow.
What does that say about our society and how we're feeling about these veterans when the yellow ribbon ceremonies are over and everything? They're just thrust into our society.
Hold on just a second, Dr. Crockett. She works with the unemployed veterans in South Florida who returned from service. If employers don't have a clear sort of pathway for hiring veterans, you get a sense of veterans coming back with a skill set that they discover is useless in the economy. Listen to the story of Pavel Kuzents, who lives in California, who spoke with one of our producers yesterday, who spent 3 years looking for a job.
I was ready to take any work possible, every imaginable shift. However, my expertise and my training made me either overqualified or there were no jobs available. It was the janitor position, and there were 60-odd people who were taking the exam. and there was only one slot, only one position. I do not possess the proper janitorial skills, so I did not pass the skills examination that followed.
You can hear the disillusionment in the voice of Pavel Kuzents, who served in the Army, came back in 2008, looked for work for 3 years, couldn't even get a job as a janitor. Lieutenant Jeff Hartline, do you understand that story? Can you relate to that story of Mr. Kuzents?
Yes. Hey, good morning. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that story. I came back from Afghanistan after serving in 2010 and arrived back into civilian life in January 2010, and spent 8 months trying to find a job after serving in Afghanistan.
Now, you know, I know you don't want to necessarily respond to these incentives that were passed by the Senate yesterday, but what do you think it would take to help someone like you reduce that amount of time looking for a job?
I think awareness is the biggest thing for employers to be aware of the benefits of hiring veterans. The biggest things that come to mind are just as your veterans are coming back, soldiers, even at the lowest levels, learn to think critically and independently in life or death situations, which put the stress of any corporate or government environment to shame. And most of these soldiers have a wide depth of experience in leadership, time management, teamwork, and logistics, which would be a benefit to any potential employer.
Lieutenant Jeff Hartline is with us. He was unemployed for 8 months after returning from active service in Afghanistan. He is now working as a force integration and readiness analyst for the Operations Department of the Maryland Army National Guard. He's on the line from Baltimore, Maryland. So, Dr. Cassie Crockett, what can the Pentagon do to better communicate the skills of individuals coming back from a battle zone and applying those skills to the real economy in the United States?
They should be prepared when in fact they are being ready to leave service. They should translate those skill sets into civilian skill sets. What is it going to take? What would this relate to in our everyday economy? What job sets are we really preparing these young men and women to do when they return to the civilian population?
A call for employment summits and a real sense of getting the expertise to match veterans with real jobs out there in the economy. Lieutenant Hartline, have a great Veterans Day, won't you?
Yes.
And thank you so much for your service. Lieutenant Jeff Hartline, unemployed for 8 months, now works for the Maryland Army National Guard. Dr. Cassie Crockett is Administrative Director of Stand Down, an organization that works with unemployed veterans in South Florida. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thanks for having us.